Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Georgia Wrestling Now, a production brought to you by the GWH Radio Network, where we bring you the latest news and information on the local wrestling scene in and around Georgia, as well as interviews with newsmakers. And now, the GWH Radio Network presents Georgia Wrestling Now.
Welcome to Georgia. This is Jonathan Williams from WrestlingWithPopCulture.com, being joined this week by Anarchy Wrestling's John the Bob Johnson and former Georgia Wrestling Now co-host Matt Hankins. How are you guys tonight?
Spooktacular.
Glad to have you back.
I'm doing good. It's been a long time. We didn't have a fancy intro last time I was around here.
Yeah, I think it's changed a little bit. of course, Charles Anschutz, after Saturday night's Shindig 2 at Southern Fried Championship Wrestling, is on a well-deserved vacation. The Jagged Edge is also, as far as I know, not calling in tonight, but we may hear from him. You never know. But
well,
our guest, last minute, after asking many people who just no one was available this week, for whatever reason. But we got Aja Pereira, who is someone I've been trying to get on the show for a while and finally made it happen this week. She is, of course, going to be part of Anarchy Wrestling's event this Saturday. I think she wrestles a lot down at Passion of Wrestling. Is she still doing Platinum Wrestling, Matt?
Not in a while, but, you know, the door at Platinum is never closed.
I guess it depends on who you are.
Well, I don't know. Never's a hard word. I've seen a lot of strange things.
John, how are you tonight?
I am doing well. I had a long day at work, but now I'm just cruising on home, relaxing a little bit, but I'm great, man. I had a busy weekend, not doing anything, out and about show-wise, but was hard at work trying to put together the 10th anniversary DVD for Anarchy. So, it was real busy doing that and just trying to get some other loose ends tied up with some of our product out there, the TV product. So it's it was a busy weekend and kept me indoors for about 17 hours over the weekend. So,
well, I made it to the Shindig on Saturday, all 4+ hours of it. As always, you can read Larry Goodman's report at gwhnewsandnotes.blogspot.com. Matt, I guess you were at PCW?
I was at PCW. We had a heated evening, and big announcements made that Davey Richards will be there for 4th of July. Angelina Love will be there for 4th of July. The ever-growing battle by proxy between Stephen Platinum and Quasiman Disco continues. So, yeah, a hot night.
Are you do commentary there now, right?
I do commentary there. Poorly, I might add, but I'm in there. I'm taking my lumps. I'm trying to learn my craft. Yeah, so I get the best seat in the house. I'm right up next to the ring and terrified constantly. The Jagged Edge did nothing to help that, with he and Velvet Jones going all over the building and they're just trying to destroy each other. So, yeah, just your standard night in Porterdale, I guess.
Right. Well, the Jagged Edge
had a
big night.
And then I made my way to the Shindig as well to take in some of that. So it was, John mentioned being indoors for 17 hours. I felt like I was indoors for 17 hours of wrestling on Saturday.
Yeah, well, you were there. You were in, if counting the two shows, that was at least 6 hours.
I hit it pretty hard.
God, so.
And I didn't see time, and I have all my check either.
I've been part of those marathon type shows before. I once did a show in Rome, Georgia, and I think Larry was actually at that one too and covered it, that went nearly 5 hours. I think the main event finally hit the ring at around 12:15. Yeah.
That's asking a lot.
The show started at 7:30.
I'll say this for Southern Pride. They were conscious of the fact that it was, they had a lot going on and they had a lot to do and they had a lot of things to auction off. So they did, they trimmed time everywhere it seemed that they could trim it.
Right.
I felt like everybody got what they were after. And, you know, the main event, as Larry mentioned, you know, the main event went off well. It ran really smooth and everybody went home happy. So about as good as you can expect. If you keep them there for 4.5 hours, you better send them there remembering something good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, there were a lot of great matches. I think the tag team tables match probably, I was surprised that one ended up being one of the more interesting matches of the night. Maybe not for reasons that they wanted it to be, but they had a hard time actually breaking the table. But I was surprised to see, who was it, the Trinity and the Cowboy Way get as physical as they did. I mean, I guess neither of those teams is really known for that. So they got bloody, brawled all over the building. But they just couldn't break that last table.
Especially after they had broken the other two with the referee down, it made it so much more worse.
Right.
Always terrified when I see that you have to win the match, somebody's got to go through that table, because as we've seen too many times, it happens on Monday night, Sunday night, and on Saturday night all. It doesn't matter where you're at. If that table's not ready to give, that table ain't going to give.
And I guess that the Trinity now actually consists of three people now that Jamie Holmes has joined. Turned his back on his cowboy partner, Cowboy Way partner, to cost them the match. And yes, I guess it was always a trinity in that it was two wrestlers and a manager type guy. But
yeah,
Now there are actually three people in the Trinity.
And you know, that was a big deal. There was a lot of people really emotional in the back, because that is, you know, Roscoe's gone. And as far as I know, Roscoe was probably on the first Southern Pride show that they ever had. That was big to the people that saw it, for sure.
Yeah. Well, I guess we can talk some Anarchy. We can talk, what else is coming up this weekend? NWA Atlanta. Looks like Big Woods got a couple of big shows, as usual.
Big Woods always got a couple of big shows.
Yeah.
100% of the time, you can set your calendar by Big Wood, because he is going to be in somebody's town, and he is going to be putting on some wrestling. I've been fortunate enough to be at a lot of those things, and Woody's just one of those guys that, if you know him, I figure you probably like him. If you don't, there's probably something wrong with you. And he always goes out of his way to make sure the folks get what they paid for.
Absolutely.
He had Lefisto up Saturday night again. Man, that's a mighty woman. That's a hard-hitting woman right there.
Who's that?
Lefisto.
Oh, yeah. She's going to be part of one of the Deep South shows, or Deep Southern shows?
She was actually there. She was there this past Saturday.
Oh.
Yeah, we had a lot going on Saturday. It was hard to keep up with everything.
Yeah.
But what an exciting time to be part of wrestling in Georgia. I mean, you know, you think about this, and, you know, the thing is, you can have quantity. Anybody can have quantity, but what about the quality that we're getting out there out of the quantity that we're having? You know, it's nice to know that there's enough talent in the state to go around to all these different events and put on quality events and bring Georgia back to the forefront of wrestling, like, you know, like it should be.
And there's something for everybody. You know, I was kind of watching that Southern Fried show, just thinking about the differences that you perceive between wrestling and wrestling. And you know, whatever your preference is, you are served in the state of Georgia.
You can get
it all. You've got the tradition of anarchy. You've got the insanity of PCW. You've got Southern Fried being a very traditional Southern show. NWA Atlanta is, you know, firing on all cylinders again. Peach State is always in the weeds, ready. You never know when they're going to hit you with a big one. Just a lot going on at all times. And like you said, John, it's, you know, you see the same guys on some cards, but at the same time, there are guys that are relatively exclusive to those places as well. And you always can get, you can get about two good shows in you on any given Saturday night.
Oh yeah. You know, you hit around the head. You know, you're seeing a lot of these same guys, but the thing is, they're so interchangeable now, and you've got guys that can go to, you know, Anarchy and go to PCW and go to NWA Atlanta, go to Peach State, go to Southern Fried, and they can blend in and adapt to the situation that they're in. And I think it speaks volumes for the talent that we have in this state.
And, you know, as far as everybody kind of getting along a little bit better now, a lot of the walls, the perceived walls have been broken down because, you know, there was a time where you weren't going to see Michael Judas in Georgia outside of the Church of Southern Wrestling. It just was not going to happen.
Right.
But seeing him at Southern Fried, it was odd to see him come out of something that wasn't that Anarchy Tunnel. And then likewise, you know, the PCW guys are all over the place. There's guys that came out of WWA 4 that are now making their name. You know, Odinson just won the NWA Georgia heavyweight title a couple shows ago, so that was big for him. So there's just a lot going on at all times.
And Odinson, I've seen him before. He's always impressive, but I think he's really on a good trajectory. He's getting out, wrestling more. I mean, I think that was the main thing with him, was he wasn't wrestling at a lot of places. But he's out fairly regularly now, and he's incredibly impressive, especially for a guy his size. I see good things.
And let me tell you, folks, it ain't no gimmick. I have talked to a number of guys that he's wrestled, and I've been very close to the ring while he's done it. He doesn't know how strong he is, and that's terrifying.
Yeah.
But I tell you who does know how strong he is everybody he gets in there with. I saw him hit Jagged Edge with a spear at NWA Atlanta, and I thought he was going to cut him in half.
And who was the big guy he was throwing around the other night? The football jersey?
Leo, I want to say Leo Gold.
Yes.
I hope I'm not getting that wrong. I believe he's out of the Florida camp.
That guy was big too, but he was getting thrown around like nothing with Odinson in here.
Yeah. Odinson's the real deal. He is AJ Steele strong, and anybody that knows AJ Steele knows that's a mighty compliment.
Yeah.
Wonder when
he'll make his way up to Anarchy so John can see him.
Yeah, that sounds like something I'd want to see. You know, always love seeing the new guys come through Anarchy, you know, guys that I haven't had a chance to see before. You know, and it's always been that way with Anarchy. You know, I've always, you know, got a kick out of, you know, seeing the, you know, these people come up. You know, I can remember the very first time I saw Austin Creed, Xavier Woods, come through the Anarchy arena. You know, Anarchy had only been around less than a year at that point. But watching him come through and then, you know, watching him develop into, you know, what he eventually became was, you know, it's a really, really cool thing to do. You know, I always equate it, you know, and I know it's an overused cliche, but it's almost like watching your children grow up before your eyes.
Yeah, and that's happening a lot more often these days, it seems. There's some guy that came through here or did a little time here or cut his teeth here. That if you're watching any of the new, you know, there's a lot more wrestling on TV these days, and I'm seeing a lot more faces that I recognize.
Right.
And I don't look for that to stop anytime soon either.
Oh, no. Well, you know, I'll tell you somebody else who I've enjoyed watching lately, you know, for the last couple of years, and it's because, you know, I watched him in his very early days, and that's Heath Slater. Because a lot of people may not realize this, Heath Slater cut his teeth here in Georgia as Heath Miller.
Yeah.
And, I mean, just watching, you know, watching that kid, because he was in Wildside when Wildside did Friday night shows. And he may have been on some actual Wildside TV in the very late years of Wildside, but I know he was on at least for the first 2 or 3 months of Anarchy, maybe a little bit longer than that. But, I mean, just watching what he became, because I got, you know, like I said, I got a chance to work with him really close, you know, those couple of years that I knew him down here. And then to see him, you know, he went down to Florida, you know, got the contract, was the FCW heavyweight champion there, and then gets, you know, called up to the main roster. And, you know, a very entertaining guy. And, you know, so it's, that's another point of pride, you know, to see these guys that you work with, to see make it and everything. And that's, you know, once again, it speaks volumes about the state of Georgia.
And he and Austin Creed are very similar in that, you know, they had to go, they did their thing here, and they got themselves over and they got a shot. But then you get signed, and, you know, it could be frustrating. Your shot might not come immediately. But if you just stay the course, I'm always interested in guys that the other wrestlers look up to. And too few of times it's a guy like that or a guy like Creed where you just stay the course. Just do the work. Have a good attitude. Keep working. Stay in the gym. Don't ever look bad. And be there when the call comes, answer it. You know, a guy like Chris Hero, for example, was sort of the god of the indie guys for a long time. And you look at Hero and you look at Seth Rollins, and both of them got picked up, and one went one way and one went the other. I just hope guys can take that lesson out of it for when their spot does come up, that they're ready to do what you got to maintain it.
Exactly.
Well, someone who may have a similar future, making a name for herself currently at Anarchy, and will be part of the show this Saturday night, is Aja Pereira. And sound of things, Aja, you need to be a tag team with Drew Adler.
That would be so cool. But he does like Mario, though.
Oh, it's all...
Best entrance music ever.
Thank you.
Do you use that everywhere you wrestle?
Yes, everywhere.
I will I was in the booth at Anarchy dancing the first time I heard that. I just remember looking down at my phone because I was tweeting out something, and I heard the music come up, and I was just like, oh, my God, this is the most awesome thing ever.
That's
and
all
then
I
you
was
stopped tweeting.
Well, welcome to the show, Aja. I know we've tried to get you on a couple of other times, and scheduling didn't work out, and today it was a last-minute thing, so I'm glad you were available and glad you're here.
Yes, thank you for finally having me. I'm so excited.
So, for our listeners who may not have seen you or may not know your history, I guess let's give them a little crash course on how you got into the business, where you trained, where you started, and then we'll go from there.
Alrighty. Oh, okay, so most people know, actually, I didn't even really want to be a wrestler, but my sister, Tragedy, she actually talked me into it. So we went to a PCW show, and I went just to watch, and the trainer then, Fred Avery, came up to us and basically bullied us into training. So I went the first day, and I, like, fell in love with it from there. And since PCW, I've went to train at NWA Atlanta with Tyson Dean. And now, which has been the longest one so far since PCW, is that I'm training at BWA with Rocky King and Teddy Long.
That's fun. Where do they run?
They're in Riverdale.
Yeah, I hear occasionally about their shows, but I don't actually hear about them in advance. Do you know where people can find out more about that? Do they have a website or a Facebook page or anything?
I honestly don't really know. I actually got told of the place through my sister, who knew someone who was training there as well. So we just kind of came down here. But I know that they run their shows every other Friday, but it's more so the show is free because it's a charity thing, because what they do is they have it in almost like a what's the word I'm looking for? Almost like a community service type thing where the kids can come down and like box
like
and all
rec
that stuff.
Center?
Yeah, like a rec center. So it's more so a show just to showcase all the kids' work and stuff, and they also throw, you know, the wrestling in there. So it's not like just a legit show, but it's more so like, hey, parents, come see your kids and see that they're, you know, not wasting their time here.
All right. So how long ago was it that Fred Avery started training you?
It is in August. It'll be 2 years ago. I didn't realize
that
I was in it that long.
That seems crazy. Wow.
So, how long were you training before you wrestled in front of an audience?
I trained about 8-9 months before I had that god awful tag match. Oh, it was so bad. And then I started training again for a little while, because that's when I realized, you know, I think everyone should get at least a year under their belt before working shows, because you get exposed really quick.
Was that first match at in Porterdale?
No, that was at Open Door Championship Wrestling. It was at some church.
Oh, yeah, the
and
one
it was,
in Decatur.
Yeah, that's where I met you at for the first time.
Yeah, I didn't know that was your first match. That was,
yeah.
For a first match, that was a good match.
Really? I thought that was awful.
How quickly into the match did you realize, oh, no, I should be putting the ring together rather than being in it?
I would say the lockup was good. Yeah, I'd say the first clothesline, I was like, let me just walk away right now and get a little more training.
So remind me, who was your tag partner and who were your opponents?
My tag partner was Jonathan Brown. He went by, because he was actually a preacher at the church, because that was his little thing he put
right
together. And my
yeah
opponents was Fred Avery and Grundy, if you remember Grundy.
Yeah, what happened to her?
She just kind of fell off.
So from there, you had that one match, and then you went back to training for a few months?
Yeah. And then I think after that, because it's starting to kind of bleed together, I know I worked at Peach State for a little while, and then I worked at Southern Fried. And after that, I just started traveling out of state. So I think the first out-of-state show I did was Alabama, and from Alabama there was Tennessee. No, I'm lying. My first out-of-state show was Florida, and I did that after Open Door. And then from Florida I went to Alabama and then Tennessee and some other places. And then I went to New York, which is my biggest accomplishment so far, I think. I don't know. All my stuff kind of runs together now. If it's not like super far up north, it's like, oh, it's somewhere in Alabama or North Carolina, you know, something like that.
Yeah. Well, I remember a few months ago when I tried to get you to call in, it was because I'd seen you were doing those Valkyrie shows. Is that the one in New York that you're referring to?
Yes. Valkyrie is so amazing. It's so great. And just the level of wrestling up there, it makes you realize that everything you're doing is so mediocre. like stuff that flies down here does not fly up there, which I'm lucky enough with my gimmick, you know, I think it's the Zelda music. Like the Zelda music kind of like gives me a pass with anything I do. But, you know, you kind of just going up there and, you know, I'm just doing my little three moves that I have and these women are like flipping and stuff. It's like, okay, I really need to get myself together. So Valkyrie's really helped me, you know, take my craft to the next level.
So they're a bunch of, like the bunch of moving around up there in the north, huh? They're cut on that New Jersey style.
It is, but because I was trained so old school, it's like, how about you fly around and I'll just get gimmick, and then it all works.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Ain't a thing in the world wrong with that. Don't let them tell you no different.
Nope.
have you been able to kind of blend the two styles together, do you think?
I actually have. And if it wasn't for going up to New York, I don't think I would have even learned the differences with their style because, you know, down here it's more so, you know, being in touch with the fans and, you know, all that hippity holler and stuff. But up there, down here, you get the fans more by relating to them. But up north, you get the fans more by being a good worker. So going up there, it's like, okay, I have a gimmick down pat, cool. Now I need to move. So after, I think I did two shows up north, and I came back down here, and I actually, you know, I put all the stuff in the toolbox up there because I got to work with, you know, people like La Rosa Negra and Hanaya, the Howling Huntress, and Casey Carlisle, so I could really watch their stuff. So when I came down here and put it in the toolbox and did it down here, it gets an even bigger pop because, you know, you don't really see women doing things like that, like working the crowd and then do a fantastic chain sequence or, like, you know, do this super cool move. And it's like, yeah, you guys should cheer. So it kind of, like, it makes me a beast down here, and then it makes me even up north.
So how did that opportunity come about? Did you submit some footage to them, or did they seek you out, or how did that all come about?
I drove them insane, actually. I sent them – originally, I found them on Facebook because I was just getting tired of Georgia wrestling. So I was like, you know what, I'm going to just take a leap of faith. I'm just going to message someone in the middle of nowhere. And I was like, New York, never been there before. So I sent him a message. And he's like, okay, we'll get back to you. And like 2 weeks went by. I was like, he's not going to get back to me. So I did super stalker, and I found a couple of photographers that shoot for Valkyrie. So I messaged them. I was like, hey, check out some of my stuff. Do you like what you see? They're like, oh, yeah, you're really cool, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, well, who can I speak to about getting up there? So then I actually got in contact with the actual booker. And then I would message the booker, like, literally every other day until he was like, fine, if you can, because he was really worried that I couldn't take to a northern audience. So he was like, okay, we'll do a test trial. If you come up here and you do it, then you'll be part of it regularly. So that's how I got my shot. And so obviously I did well, but I got on his nerves so bad.
When's the last time
I've always heard that New York, in addition to New York being tough to wrestle in front of, they give you a pretty thorough physical before you get in the ring as well, right?
Yeah, I wasn't used to that. I'm used to, you know, down here it's like, you're a wrestler? All right, get in the ring. But up there, they had to take my blood pressure. They asked if I was pregnant. I'm like, why would I be wrestling pregnant? But, you know, they do all that stuff. Check your eyes. I don't know what, I guess drug use or something. I don't know. But they give you a full physical. Like, I felt like I was in the doctor's office. Oh, and you have to sign waivers. So I had to fill out all these forms saying that if I got hurt, it wasn't their fault and all that other stuff.
When's the last time you wrestled up there?
I want to say 2 months because they run shows every 2 months. So, yeah, 2 months ago. I don't remember what month. I'm ashamed of myself.
Is it something you're going to do again?
Yes, I was supposed to actually go back in July for their anniversary show, but schedule conflicts because they're actually running their show on a Thursday in July. And, you know, of course, work and stuff. I can't really just drive 14 hours back and go to work the next day. So I had to kind of push that to the side. So hopefully, I guess it'll be 4 months. I'm pretty sure I'll be back because I have a storyline and everything going on up there.
Well, let's talk about this weekend at Anarchy. Until recently, Anarchy is not really known for women's wrestling. So how did you end up being one of the regulars there, and when did you start wrestling up there?
I started wrestling up there, I'll say, about 3 or 4 months ago. I really don't know how I became a regular. I really don't have a lot of self-confidence when it comes to stuff like that. So Dimension of Rose talked to Slim J, and Slim J got a hold of one of my matches, and they sent him to Bill. And then Bill actually contacted me, and I was like, whoa, it's kind of weird. So from there, I just first I came in solo against Devin, Nicole, and Nina Monet. And then for some reason, the fates collided, and Dimension of Rose actually came in to back me up, which is very shocking. So it's kind of just went off from there.
And then you have this big match, mixed tag match on Saturday with Dimension of Rose and is it Fred Yehi?
No, it's not Fred. It's Todd Sexton. I don't want everyone to have to put me and Fred together.
I forgot.
We are separate people, okay? We do not wrestle together. I don't want to wrestle with him. We are our own people, all right?
Okay, I didn't. Sorry for the mix.
You just don't understand. Everyone always compares me to Fred, and it just hurts so bad.
It would hurt me, too.
I didn't compare you. I just, for some reason, I was thinking he was the tag partner, but I guess I was wrong.
No,
so
no,
it's
not.
Todd Sexton.
Was smiling.
What's that, Matt?
Nobody wants to do that much smiling.
Thank you.
Nobody.
We'll smile at you and then out-wrestle you all in one match. I can't deal with that.
So you are teaming up with Todd Sexton and Dimension of Rose to take on Devin Nicole, Nina Monet, and Raphael King, correct?
Yeah. Yeah.
And is this – it seems like the – none of you are really caught up in the bigger story that's going on there, right? The NCW invasion sort of thing.
Yeah, we have our own thing going on. I don't even think we even classify on either team because we kind of came in when everything was hitting the fan.
Right.
So we're kind of just in our own little world.
Well, based on your previous matches with these women, what do you anticipate for this match, especially with the added, attraction of the males being involved?
I think it'd be very interesting because, you know, everyone's so used to me and Dimension of Rose facing each other. So I feel like we'll be able to work together enough. Well, work together as in, oh man, I'm scared. Let's throw in Dimension to, you know, destroy everybody.
Not a bad move.
Yeah, it's smart. And, you know, Todd Sexton's a fantastic wrestler. And Raphael King is so engulfed in himself, I don't think he'll be able to focus long enough to even win anything. So I think we got this one in the bag. I think it'll be pretty simple. And I think it'll be different because everyone's so used to, you know, there hasn't been, besides, like, you know, the obvious intergender teams, there hasn't been, you know, two women and a male, like, you know, tag up like that. It's something different that hasn't happened in Georgia for a while.
Right.
You talked about that New York crowd being tough. That Anarchy one's not a piece of cake either. How have they taken to you?
See, my music is a lifesaver because as soon as my music hit, they were cool with me. Because I saw when Devin and Nina went out, at first they were kind of like sitting on their hands, and I was like, oh gosh, about to just destroy me. But they started clapping before I even came out, and I was like, okay, it's the music. I got them. It's fine.
I guess none of them ever played the second Zelda, because after that one, I had a completely different attitude.
I have not beaten Majora's Mask, honestly. I can't even lie.
Yeah, I remember renting that game when I was a little tyke, and when you back in the olden times, Aja, you'd have to go to the store and you'd rent a video game and you'd bring it home and you'd have 2 days to play it till it's time to go back. And I stayed on the first stage of Zelda 2 the entire weekend, and I'd never touched another one for years.
See, I actually was alive during that stuff, so we actually did that too, and we ended up buying it, and I still haven't beat it.
Yeah,
it's just one of those things.
I like you actually were alive during that. That's a
I'm not that little. I'll be 21 tomorrow. actually.
Oh, my God.
Happy birthday.
I'm getting old, man.
Speaking
yeah,
of old.
Yeah, just ancient.
Speaking of old, I believe someone else has joined us.
Jonathan Williams, you're going to have to start watching your mouth. I hear you over there, Matthew Jerome Hankins, laughing like a cat. Don't be doing that. Hey, is that Aja?
Don't start.
You know Fred Yeah?
Don't start.
No. Listen. I'm running this show down in Jasper, Alabama, and I want to put it. Yeah,
oh
you
God.
Can get Fred to my show, can't you? Can you get Fred to my show?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. No, just listen. I got this black guy I want to tag him with. I think it'll go well. This is black guy I want to tag him with.
I tell you, Aja, now Aja Gurney, if you can come out here, if you can get down here to Jasper, I can tell you what we can do. We'll get a good 50-50 going. We'll get a good raffle going. We'll get some pictures up there. We'll let you set them up on the table. You sell all you want. I got some good pictures of me and Fred Yehi last time he was down here. We can do big business now.
God.
Are you ready for some heat? Now, are you ready for heat?
Oh, my gosh. This phone call has turned into enemies that quick. Jeez.
It's what happens when you run with Freddie Yehi. People turn against
God.
You.
God. It's almost not worth it. It's just not worth it anymore.
Not worth it. It's not.
Now, Kankles, don't you get your fans balled up in the bunch now, Kankles. Don't do that on me.
Leave me alone. Why would you call me Kankles on air?
Oh, I'm sorry. We on the air? This thing on?
Oh, my God. I hate you so much.
He calls you Kankle?
Yes, I have Kankles.
How?
I don't think that I have Kankles, but since growing up, everyone's like, oh, my God, you're skinny, but you have Kankles. So, like, that's been a thing.
No ankles.
I think I have ankles.
Just keep your wrestling boots on, and you'll sweat it off.
I thought we were friends.
I'm not making fun. I've never seen your ankles.
This is not what I plan to discuss.
Well, I'm sorry.
Never is.
Jagged Edge sidetracked, as usual.
There's
oh,
a shock.
God.
I wonder what happened to John the Body Johnson, my ever-so reliable co-host.
He knew a real man was going to be on the radio, and so he decided to make dinner plans with his in-laws every Monday night that he has a show. You can call him, it don't matter. He's drinking watermelon juice and eating dinner with the in-laws all the time. John the Body don't want a job. John the Body going to be out as the color commentator up in Anarchy. Just let him not show up next week again, and he's fired.
Oh, man.
Aja, let's get back to you and your in-ring abilities, not your shortcomings or whatever Jagged Edge wants to talk about.
Yes, let's just skip that, please. Leave me alone!
So, are you still wrestling at Passion of Wrestling down in Dublin?
Yes, I won't be there I won't be there June 20th because I should be in Indiana, but every third week I'm usually there. What?
I said you won't be there in June because you got cankle surgery in Indianapolis.
Oh, my God. Leave me alone.
There's a specialist there. So is Passion the closest thing you've got to, like, a home promotion because you are there fairly frequently, right?
Yeah, that honestly is my home promotion at this point because I've never really had a place that I wrestled at regularly or took to me that well. It's been like almost 7 or 8 months at this point, so yeah, I would definitely call it my home promotion.
And didn't you?
And you've had
Didn't I see that you had a title there or somewhere else maybe?
I had a title at APW, but I no longer wrestle there, so that's kind of. Well, it's not vacant. I think someone else has it, but I don't have any belts at the moment.
Oh, at not APW in Royston, the other
APW State. Yeah, the ugh.
Well, that's not a ringing endorsement.
No, I take myself seriously, and I take myself as a professional, and when I'm not treated as such, then I don't feel like I have a reason to be there or give up my time or take that much damage on my body for something stupid. So, you know.
Fair enough.
Matt, you had a question.
That doesn't sound like a lack of self-confidence, I'll tell you that.
See, when it comes to, because how Fred Avery basically, you know, trained me is like, you know, this is the independent thing. You're your own boss. You're selling your own product. So would someone want to buy a defective product? No. Someone want a product, you know, at the top of their game or whatever. But, like, when it comes to this, I don't know. I'm so backwards with that. Like, I hate to be used stupidly, but then at the same time I'll be at home and I'll be like, man, I'm such a crappy worker. Like, I can't wrestle. Like, I can't pick how I feel about myself. But I at least try to appear as though I have a lot of confidence, so I'll be treated accordingly at promotions. So I fake it till I make it.
Sound advice.
I think that's what they call working in this business.
Bro. It's called working, bro.
You're a hell of a worker.
So you have been in there with a lot of different women around the state. Is there anybody out there who's around that you haven't been able to tangle with yet that you really want to?
I really look forward to being able to face Melanie Cruz one day, because I heard that she's in Japan right now. Melanie Cruz?
Good luck with that.
Is it bad? What happened?
No, she's just a very stout and, what's the term I'm looking for? Snug.
Oh, that's how I like to work, so that's fine with me.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if I can learn from somebody, and I know that she's been doing Japan and stuff, and that's my goal, so if I can get in there with someone who's done that, then, you know, hopefully I can avoid getting my butt whooped, but at least I know I'll learn something, too.
That is certainly a good measuring stick to aspire to. I think you get that match, you'll know exactly where you stand.
Yeah.
Well, where
else
are
you parked around here where your chemistry is the best?
Pete, I didn't hear you. What'd you say?
I said, who have you wrestled with around the area who you just feel like you've got great chemistry with?
Right now, well, of course, Dimitri DeRose, because we've faced each other so many times. We have fantastic, like, we just go in there and just tear it down every time. And newly is actually my sister, Tragedy. Because, of course, I mean, we grew up together, so it's one of those things, like, I can punch you in the face and not really have to worry about it later. So anytime we face each other, it's just, like, complete balls to the wall, just going at it.
I don't think I've seen her wrestle. Where have you had matches against her?
I had a match with her recently at TWE last weekend in Chattanooga, and I faced her at OSW. I think OSW is South Georgia. Is it South Georgia? I think it's South Georgia. But yeah, she's actually starting to try and get out there. She trained for like a year and a half. She just started doing matches.
In 2 years, you have certainly run up a lot of miles. I would say, was that your goal? But it feels like it just kind of, you just catch as catch can, and if you want to go somewhere, you try to get there.
Yeah, I mean, of course, I think that I'm extremely blessed to do what I've, I mean, I've gotten opportunities to wrestle in Mexico, even though I haven't done it yet because it's just unsafe and I'm not going alone. But, I mean, at first I didn't think it was that big of a deal until I've talked to people. Like, I've been wrestling for 10 years and haven't done what you've done, so you know, it's pretty cool. But at the same time, I'm putting in my work. It's not like one of those just chance happenings. Like, I contact people. I keep my social media updated. You know, I train. I mean, I'm at training today. I'm actually outside of the training academy to do this interview. Like, I'm always in the gym. Like, I'm really, really working hard for this. So, I mean, it's awesome, but it's not like, I mean, sometimes it's unexpected, but other times it's like, you know what, I'm working hard. I think I deserve this.
Where did you say you're training now?
BWA.
Where is that?
Riverdale.
Oh, right. That one. Okay. So Teddy Long's down there right now?
I think Rocky King is here. Teddy Long isn't here today. He usually comes on Thursdays and Fridays.
Okay. And how did you get hooked up with that?
Okay, this one was just luck, because my sister knows someone that trains here, and he was like, oh, you guys should just come down and check it out. So we came down here, and we trained for a little while, and Rocky King just, like, fell in love with us, and he was like, you guys can come back whenever you want to, and it's been, like, a month now, so.
Is there any particular area that you feel like you need to train the most in?
I think I need to train, well, two areas. Promo skills, because I'm a really awkward person, so my promo is always kind of weird. And also just with powerhouse moves, because I feel like in Georgia, women don't really pick each other up unless it's something stupid and it's botched. So, you know, it's just the truth. I mean, I'm a woman, so I can say it. But I want, you know, like, I got a new move. I do a gut wrench suplex now. Like, when I do pick a woman up, I want to look clean and sharp, and I want to look great. And, you know, I want to get bigger moves like that I can just, like, pull out of nowhere, and everybody's like, oh, my gosh, she really is super. So that's my biggest. I think that's where I critique myself at the most, because I hate a match. And, I mean, it's old school to, you know, have a match and never pick anybody up. But I think it's also kind of crappy because, you know, I'm this super persona, and I never lift people up.
Oh, these kids today with their flipping and their flopping.
Well, we have been joined by Georgia Wrestling History's own Larry Goodman. How are you tonight, Larry?
What?
I'm doing fine. How are you guys?
Doing all right. Did you actually want to come on the line? Because, you know, Blog Talk Radio doesn't always alert me as it's supposed to.
Yeah, well, I actually was listening, but I did have a couple things to say, if that's okay.
Of course.
Well, I was curious, Aja, about your ethnic background.
I am actually black and Korean.
Aha.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you,
the prayer is just, it's just a random name. I know it doesn't really fit me, but.
Well, I mean, capitalize on that because it's unique.
And, I mean, barbecue kimchi is delicious.
Just two other quick things. What a pleasure it is to hear Matt Hankins on this show.
Old habits die hard, Larry. They called the bullpen. They'd sent for the righty.
Well, it's good since some of Jonathan's co-hosts are such slackers. They only, you know, you never know when they're going to show up, how long they're going to be on the show. So it's great to hear you on here. And the other thing I wanted to say was I know Austin Creed was mentioned earlier in the show by John Johnson. You won't find a better attitude than that guy has. You know, staying the course like you guys were talking about. Wow, yeah. That's something to aspire to if you really want to make it.
Yeah, and I mean, just the evidence of nothing more than just the gimmick that they were given recently, and everybody was going crazy. This is terrible, this is terrible, it's never going to work, and never going to work. And lo and behold, you just keep your head down, you don't make anybody mad, you just work the thing you got to the best of your ability, and now look at them.
Yeah.
Larry, are you going to Anarchy on Saturday to see Aja wrestle?
Probably so.
I hope so, because I actually have to redeem myself, because I had a match at Peach State. I had one of my first matches at Peach State, and you wrote a review, and you was like, that was the worst leg lock in history. And since then, I was like, I got to redeem myself.
Well, you,
so this
I mean,
Saturday, I will definitely prove you that I can do better leg locks now.
And you've been better the times I've seen you since then. Yeah, that was pretty bad, but you've gotten a lot better.
He had to get his
that was like my fourth
he had to stick the body.
I will say you can judge any wrestler in the state by how they react to Larry's review. if I ever hear a guy who says, oh, what that guy know, he ain't never bumped, then I know that's a dude that you got to take it at arm's length.
Yeah, and since then I was like, I'm going to get better, and I'm going to prove to him that I'm a solid worker. So that's been my goal.
He loves high spots. You got to give him more high spots, though.
That's
he loves it.
Well, a pleasure to speak with you, and I hope to see you on Saturday.
Thank you.
Thanks, Larry.
And Ozzie, you've mentioned, you know, you've kind of had different trainers along the way. Do you think you were looking for different things when you moved, or was it just more of a opportunity to go, so you went?
I was looking for different things as well, because when I started with Fred Avery, it was all old school, you know, like he said, like, we're not doing all that flippity floppity stuff. So, you know, I learned the basics with him, and then I trained with Jay Fury for a while, and you know, Jay Fury is all about fast pace, quick maneuvers, all that stuff. So I got a little bit of that. And then Tyson Dean, I mean, I didn't train with him really long enough to like grasp anything big, but you know, he does a lot of power moves. And then now I'm back with Rocky King, who also is old school. So it's kind of given me a good mixture of everything. And I'm just one of those people, like, I feel complacent really, really easy. So every time I got with a new trainer that had a different style, it's like, okay, cool, I can finally, you know, take a little bit of this. Because I don't necessarily think that being a wrestler, you have to be one way. Like, when anyone asks me my style, I'm like, I really can't tell you, because I do a little bit of everything.
Mm-hmm. Well, were you into wrestling? I know you said you didn't necessarily have a desire to get into it, but were you a fan of it?
Oh, yeah, Shawn Michaels was my husband.
Oh, well, okay. All right, fair enough. And, you know, you got a chance to do the Jeff Hardy dance with Jeff Hardy.
Oh, my God. Oh, yes, that was that. I teared up in the ring as I did that dance. Like, I looked up to that man ever since I was a small child. So when they were like, hey, you're going to go out with Jeff Hardy and Fred, I was like, holy crap balls, man. I'm going to poop on myself in front of all these people. But I held it together. And when that music hit, like, when we won and that music hit, I was like, you know what, I'm not going to mark out. Screw it, I'm marking out. And I just, like, started doing the dance with him. Like, it was a dream come true.
It's a heck of a first year, ain't it?
It is. Like, I really think I'm meant to do something in this, because there's no way I get all these opportunities for no reason.
Did you submit anything for the Tough Enough competition?
I did, but it was pretty bad, so I don't expect anything to come of it, honestly. And I don't think that I'm necessarily ready for WWE yet. There's still so much more that I need to learn and that I'm learning. I'd rather go in there, you know, knowing myself than go in there just completely simple, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Are there any other all-women's promotions that you've reached out to?
I am building up the courage to send in my resume to Shimmer and Shine whenever I stop being a chicken about it. But that's my next goal, indie-wise.
And based on what you said here tonight, it feels like that you haven't had any of the, she's a woman, it's tougher for women in the business. It feels like that you've been able to navigate that pretty well. Do you think that's the case?
I think so. I think I picked opponents wisely as well as picked promotions wisely. Or if I got a sense of that's how it was going, I'd just leave it alone, because, you know, I'm not going to waste my time or deal with something where all it's going to do is set me back.
And do you get the feeling that overall there are just a lot more opportunities for women in this day and age?
I think... Yeah, yes and no, because, I mean, of course, WWE-wise, you know, if you have a look, you'll get there. But also with the whole thing with NXT, and, you know, NXT is actually picking up a lot of women on indies with actual talent. It's making it kind of harder. Now, indies-wise, yeah, if you just have a nice smile and a butt, then, yeah, you'll get anywhere. But even to, like, Japan, which is one of my goals, you know, you can't go over there, like, halfway, you know, you're gonna get exposed really, really quick. So I mean, if your goal is
or
to be in for the look, huh?
They will shoot on you over there, from what we just learned.
Really?
What are you referring to, Matt?
I cannot remember the names, and to avoid appearing to be jingoistic, I won't even attempt. But there was a story of the lady now, she's actually coming back to retire, but she had a match with a girl that was very green, and she broke the cardinal rule, and she went after her, and she messed the girl up pretty bad. It was not at one of the bigger promotions. It wasn't like New Japan or Noah or anything. I can't remember the promotion right offhand, but
about she shot out Ag Yasukawa. Actually, I watched that match.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it was
rough.
Yeah, it was a bad time.
But yeah, that's why I think, you know, if you're in it for the looks and stuff, then yeah, it's easy for you. But if you actually take it seriously, like, you know, few and far in between of us are, then it is its own process and its own level of difficulty. Because even if I did make it to one of my goals, there's going to be people there who are still setting us back because they're, you know, in booty shorts and 5 inches of makeup on their face. So, I mean, just like with men, it still has its negatives and positives.
Are there any other, I think Matt kind of asked this earlier, but are there any other females locally that you would like to get in the ring with? Because I'm thinking of some, you know, from the AWE/Roar roster that I could see you having some great matches with.
Locally, I think only person I've been faced locally at this point would be Kiera Hogan or Priscilla. Everybody else I faced at AWE, I faced Amanda Rodriguez, I faced Dev Nicole, I faced Demetria Rose. I face Amber O'Neill. See, all up is Priscilla or Kiera.
How was it wrestling Amber O'Neill?
That actually taught me a little bit because I faced her when I was fairly new. I was maybe 6 months in. So it was one of those things where you just kind of shut up and listen. So after that match, you know, I kind of put a lot of stuff in the toolbox with her. And I think that honestly could have what jump-started me just reaching out for more, because it's only so much you're going to learn here from the same women over and over and over again. So she really helped. And then, you know, talking to her, she's like, well, at Shimmer, we do this, or at Shimmer, we do that. And it's like, whoa, there's actually different stuff to do in a match besides, you know, international headlock, you know?
Ain't nothing wrong with the kitchen sink. Nothing wrong with the kitchen sink if it's well placed. You better watch O'Neill. She's learned how to super kick. I can tell you that right now.
Have you talked to Josh Wheeler or Murder One or anyone about possibly working for their promotions and facing the few people you haven't faced yet in Georgia?
No, I've heard things through the grapevine. I don't think that I'm a family favorite over there, so I just kind of leave it alone. You know?
Stay out of the weeds, my friend. Stay out of the weeds.
Yeah, and that's the easiest thing to do is just, you know, just leave it alone. I'm pretty content with what I'm doing, so I'm not going to let it get to me.
Yeah, I mean, you seem to be doing pretty well for yourself, so I wouldn't worry about it either.
But, you know, just send out a disclaimer. If they decided to, they could, you know, we could talk business like adults and make it happen. I'm not saying that I'm opposed to that. I'm just, you know, just saying.
Well, where can people see you? Of course, you'll be there Saturday at Anarchy. Where else will you be in the next week or two?
This Saturday, I will be at Anarchy. Next Saturday, I'll be in Indiana for New Wave Pro Wrestling. And I think the week after that is Anarchy again, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I think they're kind of on that every other week schedule.
Yeah, and then
Indiana, how did that come about?
That was actually Matt Classic with AIWF?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I've been getting on their nerves long enough, too. So one guy was like, hey, we need more females for this Queen of the Ring tournament. And he was like, why not Audrey Pereira? And I was like, yeah, why not me? So that's how that happened. That's how most of my bookings happen, because this guy was like, oh, we need someone for an opponent for Ohio. And I was like, hey, I travel. So I can count a few times where someone's actually contacted me for, like, an out-of-state booking. But usually it's just me being like, cause, you know, usually people don't think you'll travel. And I'm like, dude, I will go anywhere. Like, I don't care. So they're like, oh, you actually travel? Cool, come on. And then that's how I get my name out in that area.
Well, it's great to see you doing so well, so quickly, so early on in your career. So good luck. Keep doing what you're doing, and we'll see you this Saturday at Anarchy, I guess, and in Indiana. For any, if we have any listeners in Indiana, make sure you check her out.
Yes. I want to meet all my prayer pals down there. Up there, not down there.
Well, you mentioned that you're active on social media, so go ahead and tell everyone where they can find you on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, anything else.
Okay, gotta clear my throat. You can find me on Facebook at Audra Pereira, or you can like my like page, which is Audra Super Pereira. You can add me on Instagram, which is Audra Pereira, or you can add me on Twitter, and that one is Oh Snap Applejacks. Don't ask the name. I had it since 2009.
Oh Snap Applejacks?
Yeah, because I like food.
Well, so do I. But my Twitter name is not Sushi Pizza Hamburger.
Well, I'm an advocate for food. I did another interview where I ranted about pizza for at least 45 minutes. So, you know, that's how my fans know me.
All right. Well, next time we have you on, we'll talk more about food.
Oh, God, yes.
Actually, I'm curious. The APW that you wrestled for, I've seen them advertise they do shows at Orion's Steakhouse. How does that work?
That was interesting, but it was in the parking lot, and after the show we got to go in and eat, so I wasn't complaining. But yeah, it was different. It was really different, because we're just like in a parking lot, and you know, just you know, being in the wrestling business, it's like, why do you expect people to pay for a show when they can just literally stand outside the gate and watch it because you're in a parking lot?
Or if they get the right table inside, they could probably see it too, right?
Which they were doing.
That's what,
like,
I would do.
Like up against the window, yeah, like people up against the windows watching, so you can't be too shocked that your crowd is a certain size when you're basically doing a free show.
It was at Orion's, right? Or was it a Golden Corral?
I wish it was Golden Corral, but no, it was Ryan's.
All right. Well, we got some food talk in before we let you go. So so I appreciate you calling, and good luck this Saturday and beyond that as well.
Thank you. I had so much fun.
So did I. Hopefully Matt did too.
And a hoot. A hoot and a holler.
Oh, and a holler.
All right. Well, have a good night, Audra.
All right. You too.
Bye. So, Matt, thank you for filling
what
in
up?
Tonight.
Hey.
We had Danny Only as a guest last week, so it was almost a reunion.
Almost a reunion.
So, of course, you're welcome back anytime as your schedule permits. As you
permits,
can see,
maybe I'll just pop in.
You know, as you can see, popping in is about all I can get out of my current co-host. Well, Charles has been good. He's just on vacation this week, and he actually gave
Charles
me,
earned his stripes.
He gave me notice that he wouldn't be able to call in this week, so
oh,
I can't
crazy,
complain
though.
About him.
You can't write him up for no call, no show.
No, but the other guys, on the other hand.
Wow. Nobody knows more about
guy.
Dealing with the Jagged Edge than I do, so you have my condolences.
Well, I appreciate it. So next week, Charles will be back sort of as a guest because he said he's got a lot of things to announce or some big things to announce.
Yeah, a lot of things on his mind, yeah.
So he will be returning as co-host, but we'll be asking him a lot of questions. I guess that's how we'll put it. And we are still working on another guest for next week. So just check gwhnewsandnotes.blogspot.com as well as wrestlingwithpopculture.com. Working on some big stuff, so hopefully one of those will happen next week. And maybe we will have the Jagged Edge and or John the Body Johnson joining us as well. But thanks for their small contributions to tonight's show. I also appreciate Larry Goodman calling in. And we're done for this week, so we'll be back next Monday talking to you once again on Georgia Wrestling Now.